Good morning. Okay, I just wanted to share with you a little bit of my journey that I've been on. I have been going through some physical ailments. For 2 years, I've been going through stuff with my kidney, and then I have a cyst growing on my kidney. I've been dealing with things with my kidney. It's normal to have like a cyst growing on the outside of your kidney, but mine is special and it's growing on the inside of my kidney. So it causes a lot of pain and they can't get to it to remove it because they don't want to mess up the kidney and they don't want to, you know, they want to save the kidney. So I've been dealing with that for 2 years. Fast forward to this past year, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I had some pain on my left ovary. Now, I've been menopausal for 8 years, so to have pain in my ovary is like very weird. It should not happen. So I called my doctor 2 weeks later. I didn't call my doctor for that. 2 weeks later, I was like the woman in the Bible with the issue of blood, we'll say. So I called my doctor, and they wanted to get me in for an ultrasound. And what they found was a mass on my right ovary, not the left that I had the pain, but they found a mass on my right ovary. And they found some other issues, thickening of my lining, which is not supposed to happen at my age. And they said that they wanted to rule out cancer. Again, like Pastor Rob said, I don't get afraid. I don't fear. When I hear things, when I go through things like that, I don't get afraid. I just rest in things like this. I immediately go into prayer. And so when I got those test results back and they told me that it could be that, he had to do an internal physical in his office, which was excruciating, painful. And when I got those test results back, they were inconclusive. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean? And he said that he wanted to do another ultrasound. I said, okay, but I had an ultrasound scheduled for February 3rd, and he said, I don't like that office because it was in Washington, and he said, I don't deal with that office. He said, I want to do the next ultrasound in Pittsburgh. They're more thorough. I deal with them all the time, and I know them better, and he said, I want to deal with them. And I'm thinking, that's odd, but okay, well, you know, whatever you want to do, because I just want to get the results. I want to get this started. And he said, because if it is cancer in there, we need to get this out. We need to deal with it. We got to get this, you know, we got to get through this. I said, okay, the sooner the better. We scheduled it for the next day. So that night when I went to bed, I'm laying in my bed, and this is what I said, Lord, you are the same God that shut the lion's mouth for Daniel. You are the same God that was in the pit with Joseph. You are that same God that was with Gideon against the Midianite army. You are that same God that was with the man that was lowered down through the roof and that you healed. And you are that same God that was with me 25 years ago that healed my ovaries. And let me tell you about this. This is awesome. 25 years ago, Paul and I got married in 1992, and I could not wait to have a baby. I was so excited to just have, I wanted children. We got married in 92, and we tried for 3 years and could not get pregnant. Could not, and everything was fine with both of us. Like, we went to the doctor, checked everything out, always had normal everything checked out. And I always thought it was his, it was him, it was on him. But he checked out, everything was fine. There's a reason why I'm telling you that. So one night, now this is, so we got married in July of 92, and May of 95, it was an evening service. Back then we had Sunday night service, Thursday night service, Wednesday morning service, and I was always at every one of them. So it was an evening service, and I was sitting right where you guys are sitting. Remember this so well. I have no idea who we had an evangelist, husband and wife team come in to the service. And the husband preached. After he was done, I have no idea what he spoke on. I know it was good, but I don't know. After he was done, he said, if anybody wants to come up for prayer, my husband, my wife, and I would love to pray with you. I had no intention, none, of coming up front. I thought, I don't, you know. And I was very, and I'm very private about my stuff. So I'm just sitting there, and I thought, I'll pray along with everybody, you know. I found myself standing right in front of her, and I have no idea how that happened. So the evangelist was standing way over here, and there was someone standing against the wall, and he was praying for them. She was standing right here, so I'm standing like in front of her. I kid you not. And there's the trio was up front singing, leading worship. So the music's playing. I whispered in her ear, because I'm telling you, I didn't want anybody to hear or know. I whispered in her ear, we're trying to have a baby. And she's like, oh, how exciting. Okay, let me pray for you. I'm like, okay. And just as she went to pray for me, the evangelist over here stopped, and he turned, and he looked over, and he told whoever he was praying for, he said, one moment, I'll be right back. And he walked over to where we were standing, and he told his wife, he said, tell her the Lord just healed her ovaries, and she will be with child soon. I said, wow. And you know what I thought? It was me. I was the one. It wasn't my husband's fault. That's what my thought was. It wasn't that I was surprised that the Lord healed me, because I knew that he could. I knew that he could heal me. But that was my first thought. So I thanked her. I'm like, thank you so much for your obedience, is what I told her. And she's like, and I said, I'm going to go home now. And she's like, congratulations. And I said, thank you. And I'm just, so I went home, and I told my husband, I said, I just got healed tonight, and we're going to have a baby soon. And he goes, oh, so it was you. I said, yeah. So that was in May. So the next month was June, and we didn't get pregnant. And I said, I know this is a test, Lord, and it's okay. I really, really believe. I know that you healed me, so it's okay. And so the next month was July, and I was pregnant. Have three babies. I have three children. The Lord healed my ovaries. I knew. So that it was just so, you know, like funny to me. I'm like, Lord, why would I have a mass on my ovary if you healed me back then? That just like doesn't make sense now, because I know that you healed me. You wouldn't, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me. So anyway, after I prayed that prayer, and I said, so you are that same God that healed me 25 years ago. You are that God that I am taking with me tomorrow. You're that God. I'm taking you with me tomorrow. So let's just do it again, Lord. So that's, and then I rolled over and I went to sleep in peace. So fast forward. So I go to my appointment the next day, and I'm in Pittsburgh and at a new facility and everything. So they don't know any of my, you know, they've never seen my records or anything. So she needs to know why I'm there and what they're looking for and everything. So while I'm on the table, they're doing an exam. It's an internal exam. And she's like, okay, so what am I looking for? And I said, a mass on the ovary and thickening of the lining. And she said, oh, okay. And the Lord tells me, while I'm laying on the table, the Lord says, tell her what I did. And I'm like, okay. And then I said, if you really want me to tell her what you did, you know how you throw out the fleece. Like, I wasn't just like, is that really, do you really want me to tell her? So I said, if that was really from you, like, not that it wasn't, but she'll ask again about the mass on my ovary. And she says, so which side was that mass on your ovary? And I'm like, oh. I said, it was on my right side. And she says, okay. And so I said, funny thing about that. So then I told her the testimony. I told her everything about what I just told you guys. And then I ended with, and I said, so if you don't find anything in there, it wouldn't surprise me. And she goes, oh, like that. So she said, all right, well, the exam was done. She said, you can get dressed and I'll meet you in the conference room with the doctor. And I said, okay. So doctor comes in the conference room and she says, okay, Mrs. Civi, I looked at everything twice and she said, there is absolutely nothing on your ovaries and the lining is thinned out. You are completely clear and clean. There is nothing. And I said, yes. He did it again. He did it again. So now I go in April for my kidney, and I'm just praying that he just did a clean sweep and that I am completely healed. And, yeah, so that is what he's just such a good God. But I wanted to add, too, that, you know, I'm not anyone special or anything special. I'm just, you know, like another person that he used to tell us, you know, to give him the glory. And, you know, he's no respecter of person. I fail every day. And the key is to step out in faith. And that is what we have to do. You have to believe, you have to trust, and that, you know, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So that is the key. So.